Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
So anyway, God bless y'all. Thank you for being here. Are you having fun so far? Yeah, it ought to always be fun when we get together in the name of the Lord. That's right. There's joy. That reminds me of another song. There's joy. What's that song? No, yeah, well, that one too. Down in my heart to stay. Where? Yeah. If a devil doesn't like it, he can set on attack. Ouch! Remember that one? That's another camp song there, Loretta. Okay, well, we're not going to do that now. Going to restrain ourselves. Or if we don't, we'll end up doing Father Abraham. I know you don't want to do that. Curtis, he wants to do it. Okay. Yes, okay. We used to make our church do it over at Rockwood. The kids would come up and they'd do it, and people would all be standing, so they would do it with the kids. I wouldn't require it, but some of them would do it. Yeah, right arm, left foot, right foot, left foot. Tongue in, tongue out. You didn't do that one? Okay, well, we're so happy. I've already introduced Cindy, but I've known her for several years, and happy to get acquainted with her, and she's sort of the area manager for an H&R block. So she's not exactly recruiting everybody today, but she's got just some good information for us that will help us, and then she'll take a few questions and answer those for you too. And if she can't answer your question, she's just going to say, I don't know. You can come up here. Do you want to come up here so you can set your...
Or I can come down here.
No, that's fine.
Where you can feel comfortable. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. It reminds me, let the meditations of my heart and the words in my mouth be acceptable to you, O Lord, in your sight. And I ask him to give me that today. You're blessing me in the middle of the marketplace, out amongst everybody. It's just nice to just feel the peace of the Lord in the middle of a work day and just like, oh, I so needed this in the midst of thousands of emails. And I love Steve and Becky. What a sweet, sweet spirit and fellowship that I've enjoyed in meeting them. And I like to get an opportunity to meet new people. My name is Cindy. I'm a PK. Anybody know what a PK is? Oh, yeah. Carol Smith had been at Lakeside for 31 years, and that's my dad. And kicking and screaming, he retired. And my mother is one happy person. And I'm tracking them on my phone. They're on a trip to California, and I can see where they are. They call me the parent. And they said, if we get off track, Mom's going to know. So anyway, that's what we oldest do, you know, for our parents. I'm thankful for the heritage. And my mom became an H&R Block preparer over at Lake Worth over here. 9 years ago, and became an enrolled agent. That's someone that can actually go to the IRS and represent you, God forbid, if you're audited or something. And she would say, you should just do, I'm like, Well, when I moved to Azle 15 years ago, not long after they built a little office 3 minutes from my house. So I took the class, and God has just given me opportunities to meet a lot of people and hopefully to bless people and to minister to them. And I became an area manager 3 years ago, so I go in circles all day, Saginaw, Springtown, Azle, Lake Worth, and so we have some great preparers. Now, H&R Block's been around a long time. Has anybody here never heard of them? So Henry and Richard Block are brothers, and their name is actually spelled B-L-O-C-H. Now, I'm going to tell you something I don't usually tell people. These guys are Jewish, and I've been to his office. He's got lots of wonderful things from Israel, and it helped me understand why our calendar for the work starts on Saturday. Never could figure that out, and I go, oh, I got it now. Richard passed away with cancer a few years ago. H&R Block has a cancer foundation. And they help people, and that's kind of an unknown thing that you might not know. Very They're very prevalent in Kansas City. Started in 1955. They were CPAs, basically, bookkeepers. And Richard told Henry, he said, we need to start doing taxes for people because they're asking us, our clients. At that time, tell me if anybody remembers this. I find it hard to believe that the IRS used to prepare your taxes for you for free. Does anybody know that? They do that for you. You know, we've come a long way since that, right? Now they take it. They don't give it. I'm not an IRS advocate. I'm a preparer, taxpayer advocate. So, anyway, they decided they would do this. $5 is what they charged. Well, right after they began their business asset of this, the IRS began to charge also. And they have pictures of how people were lined around the block in New York City where their bookkeeping place was. And Richard called Henry and told him, you got to get down here. We got the work to do. So they did it all by hand. So we prepare about 70% of tax returns, either online or do it yourself. And there's still a need for help for people. And we know there's going to be some tax changes, right? So I brought you what those are. If I can get some helpers. Now, I didn't enlarge the print, so I didn't print it. I apologize for it. And I will be the first to tell you, I'm not real sure how it's all going to affect us. The words to the second verse of This is Amazing Grace is one I really love that. Who rules the nations? Not our president, not our Congress, not the IRS. I'm so glad that I can live at peace because I know who's in charge, and I know he's coming soon. But in the midst of all that, we have these things to deal with. And how many of you, you've just done your own taxes almost all your life, okay? So you know that you get your personal exemption and your standard deduction. And I can't wrap my brain around how the exemption goes away next year. You will no longer get a personal exemption. So they're going to have to change all the tax forms and try to reprogram our brains. They're taking away the personal exemption, but they're increasing the standard deduction. And that is where they're trying to simplify some of the tax preparation and tax laws. And you don't get those basic things from the news. You'll also see, so I'll just highlight a few things for you. Personal exemption deductions are suspended, and the phase-out for itemized deductions is going to be based on your adjusted gross income. But I know for my husband and I, okay, married, filing joint, it's what, $12,400 this year, $12,600. Next year, it's going to be $24,000. Well, we give a lot. We give our 10%. I wouldn't say we give a lot. We're faithful in our tithing, and that adds up. But it's not going to help us much next year unless we get a really big raise, because it's going to be hard to itemize or do the long form or the Schedule A, however you know it, if your mortgage interest and your charity giving, all of that doesn't add up to a whole lot more. You're probably going to just be a standard deduction. Does that make sense? You know? So what does that do? Well, I guess that simplifies some of the record keeping. It simplifies some of the paperwork that you'll be keeping up with. You may just be going to the standard deduction. And you'll see lots of other little things in there that may or may not pertain to you. There's also individual income tax rates have changed. So if you are working a part-time job or you hear someone say, I got a little more in my check than I used to, it's because those tax rates changed. So you people need to review their W-4 because it may or may not impact them. We're in our office, we have a tax estimator where we can say, based upon everything the same as this year, if you make changes, leave it all the same, next year this is what that will look like for you. And so we do free second looks. If you do your own and you're like, oh, I'm not sure, we do a free second look, and you get our standard guarantee if our numbers match. If they don't, we'll tell you what. Yes? You did?
We did the free second look, and it helped us out. It made several thousand dollars difference.
And we love it. So in Springtown, about it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago, one of my preparers was doing a tax return, and they had been somewhere else the year before. And she said, did you adopt your children? Didn't you tell me you adopted? And she said, yes. She goes, so you got the adoption credit? And they were like, no. So we did a second look. Hold on. This is a true story. $40,000 was the amount they missed because they did not know there was an adoption credit. So it was a great blessing to them. So on average, we find about $1,200. You guys probably all do such a great job. But just in case, we will take a good look for you. And I just put some other things you'll see front and back. And I hope that will be helpful to you. Now, the other thing I gave you is what I really want to be sure that you understand so you can share this with your neighbors and your family. The IRS is not going to call you. How many of you have got one of those calls? You're going to go to jail today. Yes. I love to go. I'm an H&R Block preparer, and they hang up. They are not going to call you. They're not going to ask you to fax them bank statements and things like that. If you're going to hear from the IRS, you're going to get a certified letter that you have to sign for, and that lets them know you've received that letter because they keep a paper trail, and they're not going to call you. If they're calling to ask you something specific, ask them for that. They're going to give you their ID, their employee ID number, but always just call us at H&R Block. I'm going to leave my cards for you. You can email me. You can call me. We want to be a help to you. So you need me to pray for you, you can do that too. But we're here to be a help. But they're not going to call you like that. So this tells you what to do if you receive a phone call and someone claiming to be the IRS. Do not provide any information. You have permission to hang up immediately. Just hang up on them. If you owe, block the call, yes. But, my favorite feature on my phone is scam likely. My husband preached a sermon on that. How many things do we let come into our mind and we need to tell ourselves? Scam likely. Let the Holy Spirit give us that reminder, right? Okay, I won't preach, but anyway, all goes together. And it helps you there, IRS impersonation, phony emails. Watch any of y'all do email a lot? Be very careful. Be very careful. I think, I don't want us to be so non-trusting we can't do anything, but then we just really need the Lord to give us wisdom and help us to be careful and ask our friends and our buddies, did you get this or have you seen this? Ways to protect yourself are here, and things that you can do. Fake charities and abusive tax shelters, all that good stuff. So I'll leave that for you to read, and because I heard some tummies grumbling, and so I'm going to give you time to ask a question. Does anybody have a question of something you like to ask, and I may or may not have an answer for?
I was passing out.
Oh, okay.
We're married, filing joint. What's this $24,000? What does that mean?
So, this year, Your standard deduction is for married filing joint, because it'll put that on there, what it's going to change to. You're just going to have a standard 20. Yes, yes. You take, because if it's not up to or more, if it's not more, then you would be shorting yourself. Because the whole object is to reduce our taxable income. And so they have just upped that standard deduction. They doubled it. And the potential of having enough to itemize was greatly reduced now. They'd already kind of cut out our medical percentage this year only. I'm not sure why. This year only, it's the 7.5%, but next year it goes back to, has to be above 10% of your adjusted gross income to be able to claim it. So it's really going to limit how many of us can itemize. All those, if you're single or head of household or qualifying widow, and also as seniors, you get a little more standard. Did they change it? If you're over, let's see if it's, I will look at that. I'll send that to Steve. I haven't researched enough to see, but usually I know that there's a extra for over a certain age. They also won't let you do an easy form when you come to our office. It, all the Social Security and everything, it automatically kicks it into a 1040 A, so... Well, any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Our H&R Block security is so secure, it's kind of hard for me to even get into it sometimes. We have the IBM Watson. We have a very, very strong firewall protection. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Paula, in regards to that, when they're sitting out in the car, that's only if the tax preparer office uses wireless signal. If they're hardwired, then you can't hack. So, yeah. Yeah, what they need to do is... Right. What they need to do is they need to go from a wireless system to a hardwired system. That way they're not hackable. It's only on Wi-Fi, like with the church. Somebody could actually hack into the church unless you're hardwired into it. But we've tried to create a secure system to where the church is not going to get hacked. So.
Yes, we don't use wireless. And we can't plug anything into our computers. And we have everything's locked and cabinets and we're regulated. So I don't know. I can't say that every tax place is that, but I've worked with H&R Block for 15 years, and it is, yeah, absolutely. No. There's only so much you can do. Yes, ma'am. Let me look at this. I know you're... Do you know where you used to could do the PMI insurance on your home? That wasn't allowed. The threshold for deducting the home mortgage interest deduction debt limit is reduced from $750,000 with certain exceptions. and the deduction. Okay, so you're going to be able to deduct it, but if it's not more than your standard, it won't be any. Oh, okay. So if you've taken out a loan against your mortgage, that interest is not deductible. This for next year, starting next tax season. It won't affect you this year. So it's pretty much anything you could deduct, I pretty much hacked it, so you can't. So it's an effort to simplify. Mm-hmm. Lowered the tax rate, raised the standard deduction, took out the exemption. They did give a little more to parents with children. They can get a $2,000 child tax credit and not just the $1,000, but the refundable card of it's only $1,400. So without getting too complicated, if it reduced your tax liability to zero and there's still $1,000 left over, they're not going to give you that full $1,000. They'd only give you like the $400 of it or up to $1,400. That made me think of something else to tell you, but let me think here. What was I going to tell you? A couple of things that H&R Block offers that you might not find everywhere else is peace of mind that we add to the tax return if you would like it. It covers the life of that return in case there was a computer glitch or that preparer has worked long hours and had some personal something going on and he just accidentally switched the number and you get an IRS letter that says, hey, you owe us another $1,000, we'll pay up to $6,000 on that error. So it's kind of nice to have that little extra just what if on there for you. But anyway, if I can answer anything for you, and if you think of something after the fact, you can just send me a call or email or text. Mm-hmm.
10% or your 12% or 77,000.
Yeah, that's your tax rates. That will be the new tax rates. This is your gross. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that'll be your gross. So mm-hmm. Yes. Well, like right now, you can put all of those on your Schedule A and itemize, but if it all doesn't total more, we put all of it in and then we'll say, okay, so let's say you're married, fine, let's say this comes up to 10,000. That's a lot. And that was a lot of record keeping. That was a lot of time, do your taxes, and then said, but your standard is 12,006, so we're going to go with that standard because you get more for that. Yep. All right. Yes, ma'am. I believe so. Yes, absolutely. It'll be a benefit. Yes, ma'am. If you have children and your spouse passes away in November of last year, you will file a joint return the next year, and you put a deceased date for your spouse. The following year, you would be a qualified widower because you still have children, so you get to file that 1 year, and it gives another little benefit. If you have, if a couple have a baby, and that baby only lives 1 hour, gets a Social Security number, they get to claim that child on their tax return. Probably some of the hardest tax returns we do and that I've done are when they've lost a child or lost someone in a car accident or something. That's when I believe the Lord allows me to just give that tender mercy and compassion and provide a service as well. So, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Can you go eat with us? Okay. Well, she's going to be there, so.
I'm waiting to see. I'm hoping I still have a job.
Yeah. Well, I think you will. There's always somebody, just like today, all the questions that we had. And people have a lot of questions, and that H&R Block can help you with that, Cindy. So thank you so much. That was very helpful, and thanks for helping us lead the singing. And, let's give her a hand. Okay, well, let's pray the blessing on the food and anything else. Anybody have any names you want us to lift up? Put them in there. You think of while we're praying, we'll just be sure and just lift them up yourself. For Jennifer and both of you. Yeah. Filing jointly. Yeah. Filing this prayer jointly. Yeah, okay. All right. So let's just lift them up. So, Lord, we just lift up the Jennifer and Matt. Lift them up to you, Lord. Just bless them, heal them, restore them. Just that they might just regain their full strength physically, but also that you'd be spiritually stronger as well, Lord, as you've ministered to them and raised them up. So we're lifting up all of our prayer requests. Everybody has a list that we always lifting up to you. So we're lifting up that list to us, Lord, reminding you. We know you know it, but part of the reminding is just for us to keep our faith activated and saying, Lord, we're not letting go of that prayer request because we know it's a godly prayer. We know it's something that heaven has already promised to answer. So we love you, Lord. We pray your blessing on this food and fellowship as we go forth, all in Jesus' name. Amen.